Hammer Down Show, rolling on 101.7 The Hammer and 101.7thehammer.com. Duff, Stewart, and Daniel. Big honor for our first guest of the day, the Journal and Courier Male Student Athlete of the Year. Rossville graduate Dawson Jacoby joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Dawson, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, we are doing great. First off, congratulations on the Male Student Athlete of the Year honor. What was your reaction when you found out about that?
To be honest, I was pretty surprised when I found out. There was a lot of good athletes that were running against me, and I felt really blessed to receive it, you know. And I was happy. I was ecstatic.
Now, did you know a little bit in advance about that, or did you not find out until Sunday at the NFF dinner?
I did not find out I won until the NFF dinner. I knew I was a finalist, but I did not know I won until then. So it was new.
Wow. So then did you have to give like an impromptu speech then?
I did not know. They asked me to say a couple of stuff about who my role models were and stuff. And it was, other than that, not a whole lot. They didn't ask me to speak a ton about it.
So what a huge relief there, huh, not to have to give some speech, you know, when you're like got to go through the list of all these people to thank, you know?
Exactly, yeah. I was pretty happy. I didn't want to speak in front of all those people, so I was okay with it.
Dawson Jacoby with us, the JNC Male Student Athlete of the Year. So what do you get for winning that award? What'd they give you?
They gave me this trophy award, but it was – I mean, it was different than anything I'd ever gotten before. I mean, it was, that's all it was. I don't know if there's any scholarship with it or not. But that's what they gave me at the banquet was just the trophy itself.
So where's the trophy right now?
It's in my room on my dresser right now. So it's front and center because I was pretty proud of it.
Yeah, you should be. You should be. Dawson Jacoby with us, the Journal and Courier Male Student Athlete of the Year on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
And Dawson, actually, I did some voting on this, but I had the South Division ballot. I don't think you were in the South Division here, but when I was going through it, you know, I had to go through 9 athletes and all really, really good athletes. What do you think separated you from the other ones in the field?
For me personally, I mean, I know there's a bunch of athletes that played different sports, but I feel like I was pretty successful at the sports I did play, and with the teammates and the coaches I had around me, I mean, it just made for a perfect combination, I felt like. And I do a lot of stuff in the community as well. I do a lot of community service activities, and my academics, I felt like, were pretty high. And I'm blessed for where I am right now and for getting that award. And that's what I feel like set me apart.
Well, Dawson, I know when I was looking through, that was my big thing, and kind of switching or comparing the athletes. Obviously, you guys are all play sports, all stars in your sports. I looked at the community service, and if you work with youth, so what is it about giving back to the community that's so important to you?
Definitely the young kids. I just want to see them grow up and be the best possible they can be. And we're through the various activities of being like a tutor at basketball camps and being a coach for them and being a coach kid's mentor. I mean, it just feels amazing to give back and give them someone to talk to, someone to look up to. I mean, that's the biggest thing, being a positive role model for these kids growing up, and that's what I feel like I try to be that.
And what's your best sport?
I don't know what my best sport is. You'd have to ask my coaches about that one. But I love them. I love them all. Probably my favorite one my favorite sport is probably basketball. But I love basketball and baseball and tennis. They're all pretty great.
Dawson Jacoby with us, the Journal and Courier Male Student Athlete of the Year, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Dawson, does playing tennis help you with playing basketball and baseball and so on and so forth? Do you kind of see kind of ways you improve yourself with each sport?
Oh, absolutely. Tennis helps me with my footwork and my hand-eye coordination, definitely. And each sport carries over. For basketball, it's conditioning, definitely. In baseball season, and is just being ready for that upcoming season, that next step.
So what are your favorite memories now as you make the transition from Rossville High School to Purdue University?
Definitely getting the runs we baseball team made, and the runs the baseball team made in the state tournaments. My sophomore year and my senior year were pretty great. I'm never gonna take that away from me. I mean, getting to go and play on Victory Field, and even though we didn't win, it was still a pretty great experience. And getting back to the semi-state this year was great. Just being with all my teammates, my coaches, it was absolutely amazing. And with tennis and basketball, there's great memories there too. Just all the teammates, and I just love every minute I got to spend and play that sport, those sports.
And you mentioned role models earlier. Who are some of your mentors that you have relied on over the last several years?
Oh, my family are definitely number one at the top of the list. My parents, my dad, and my mom are great role models for me. They set an example for me to follow. And my older brother, with the older siblings, you just want to be just like him. And he's a great role model to me, and I try to be that for my younger brother as well. So,
Dawson Jacoby with us. See Gerlin Currier, Male Student Athlete of the Year on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
And Dawson, as the award says, it's student athlete. So what makes you such a great student? Give some tips here for some of the youngsters that maybe struggle a little bit with their academics.
I would say don't be afraid to take some of the harder classes, because usually in my experience, the teachers help me out a lot, and my classmates help me out a lot, and I had to put in the time. In my freshman year, my first semester, I didn't try real hard, and I didn't get the grades I wanted, but second semester of my freshman year, I picked it up, and I just started studying, and I started putting in the time, and I got the results I wanted. So if you put in the time and the work, you'll get what you want.
One thing I always like to do is get a personal relationship with my teachers and show them that you care. I've got to assume you've got relationships with some pretty cool teachers. Who would be one that sticks out in your mind?
A teacher, I would say my act teacher, I would say. His name's Dale Griffin, and he's an amazing teacher and an amazing friend of mine. And it's not just a traditional classroom setting. He takes us out. He shows us soil samples. We do water testing. And he's also our FFA. He's also an FFA advisor, and we do various contests with him. And he's a great role model. He's a great person. And I gotta thank him for the person I am today, because without him I wouldn't be where I am. Definitely. So I just appreciate all he's done for me.
So Dawson, what are your plans when you think about a major then at Purdue?
At Purdue, I'm gonna study agribusiness there.
Nice. So then what do you plan to do with that in the next 4 to 5 years?
I really don't know what I plan to do. Maybe I'll get into selling seed from different companies, from whoever that may be. And I just hope to get internships and build relationships, because that's what it's all about, with the relationships and who you know and all that.
Now, we mentioned you going to Purdue and what you're going to major in. And, of course, when we mention Purdue and your last name of Jacoby, then we immediately think of your aunt, Jennifer Jacoby, the former Purdue women's basketball star and Indiana Hall of Famer. What's she been like in your life as a mentor?
Oh, she's been absolutely amazing. Definitely basketball, not just basketball, but in life. She's selfless, and she passes that down to me, I feel like. And through basketball, people tell me after the games that if I miss a free throw, she's stomping in the bleachers. And so I know she wants me to get a little better at my free throws. But other than that, she's been great, and she's helped me with all sorts of things with basketball in my life.
So who's the better player, you or her?
I don't know. I think she's got me. I think she's got me beat. she was one heck of a player.
When's the last time you two played, like a game of horse or anything?
Oh, it's been a while. I forget who won the games. I mean, she was pretty close, honestly. She doesn't beat me too bad, but I try my best against her.
Well, I'm guessing when you live in Rossville and your last name's Jacoby, I mean, how many times a day do you get asked if you're related to Jennifer?
Oh, it's usually at least once a day, I would say. no matter where I am, they'll ask me what my name is, and I'll tell them, and I'm like, oh, is are you related to Jennifer? Or? And I'm like, yep, she's my aunt all the time. That's my response to them. And they're like, oh, okay, every time. So I usually get asked at least once a day.
How excited is she about you going to Purdue?
Oh, she's really excited. She's excited. I'm close to home, and I'll be popping in every now and then to tell her hi and stuff. So she's pretty excited.
All right, last question, Dawson. What are you most excited to get? Or what's the thing that you want to do first when the school year starts? Or what's most excited for you when you get on campus?
Well, actually, probably the most exciting thing is I'm going to be managing the basketball team there. I'm going to help manage the basketball team there at Purdue. And even though, I mean, their academics are great, and I'll have fun with that, but I'm going to be actually managing the basketball team.
Hey, Dawson, can you?
So that's going to be a good time.
Can you hook me up with Purdue Virginia tickets?
I don't know if I can do that yet. I don't know about that.
Dawson, right. Dawson, just say no. Just say, Stuart, no, I cannot help you with these tickets. Don't let him try to reel you in. He's trying to get these tickets so bad, and everyone he's talking to, he's trying to have them help you out. So just politely tell him no, you can't do that.
I'll see what I can do.
There we go. Thank you very much.
I'm gonna doubt it, but I'll see.
Clayton, you have Dawson's number, correct?
Yes, I have all Dawson's right. number. Well, Dawson, how did that all come together for you to be a manager with the basketball team? That's really cool.
Well, my dad and my aunt, they went to Purdue at the same time they did with Matt Painter. So, and they knew him, and there's a relationship there. And I, started talking to, Elliot Bloom actually, and, reached out to him and got an application, and they chose me. So I'm excited there and happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's gonna be a lot of fun. No question about that. Well, Dawson, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on that JNC Male Student Athlete of the Year honor, and have a great summer.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dawson Jacoby.